That's right. It's a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Keeping the future of America getting ready for back to school this week in foreign. That's what we're here to do. The more you know. That's right, kids. But don't take our words for it. Actually, it's our words. Hey, Hank. Facebook Livers streaming online.
Not Necessarily the News.
Have fun in the comments. Tonight's lead story, actual news. President Trump deployed the National Guard in D.C. to, it's a D.C. takeover, as he calls it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, because everything has a name.
Well, of course.
So, D.C. takeover.
I mean, it's got to be branded.
I don't
He's
think
a
they
businessman.
Said 2025 on it. I think it's just, they only plan to do the one.
Did you get the limited edition t-shirt?
And, he's also floated the idea of doing it in other cities, too, because of crime and stuff. So, you know, he was walking on the roof last week, so I guess you could see it. We'll have him on.
You can see a lot from up
today
there.
Today at 7:47 today. Mm-hmm. By the way, too, for those that are interested in the whole Epstein thing, federal judge ruled that the materials, they called it, but the files must stay sealed. And that was in response to the actual Trump administration asking for them. So they're going to say that would be the Ghislaine Maxwell. So we'll never know that. We'll probably never have to actually pronounce her name. I have no idea. Like, even
perplexing.
In the same documentary, like, even her brother mm-hmm. said her name three different times.
So, did you say Elaine or Ghislaine? Or, I mean, it's.
There's Ghislaine. There's Ghislaine.
Uh-huh.
There's Ghislaine, and then there was one guy that just mumbled.
Don't they call her just number FR?
I need to stop watching
6789 at her new home.
Podcasting more, watching documentaries.
Taylor Swift let loose with another surprise and has broken the internet once again. This time, she revealed her latest album will be called "The Life of a Showgirl." This was all during an episode of her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast.
It's here.
We now have no clue when it will be released. No. Just that that's it.
Yeah.
But we do know it's going to be wrapped in Portofino orange glitter, your favorite, KB, and come in a vinyl, CD, or cassette, and will ship before October 13th.
Okay.
Rumor has it she'll also be appearing with Travis and his brother Kelce on a new podcast episode tomorrow. Doing the podcast thing. That's where Taylor's going to be.
There is some speculation that she may have a proposal. Because that's where you'd want to do it on a podcast.
Is that how it's done?
Again, I hate that I know this stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Lying.
This is where we are.
In our not necessarily the news sports update that I know you live for. Hey, a little fun comeback win for the Texas Rangers. And it was Jake Berger that did it. He was a hero.
Ooh, that's my guy.
Yeah. Walk off. RBI single. 7-6 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. We will have the voice of the Texas Rangers on, I believe, tomorrow on the show. The great, legendary Chuck Morgan. And also, congratulations, University of Texas. For the first time, UT opens college football ranked number one. In the Associated Press Top 25. So, number one is the Longhorns and other Texas and various teams. SMU, the next highest at 16. K-State, 17. OU, 18. A&M, 19. And then Texas Tech, 23, which they say the Red Raiders could be a sleeper team this year. Just saying.
Okay. You know, navigating marriage is not easy.
It's not.
So what is the key to a perfect union, KB? Christy Brinkley really has no idea after four divorces, but she does at least come to the table with some suggestions. The supermodel says that after 5 years, you should get an out if things just aren't the way you imagined. Thinks if you're bored or, quote, whatever, say bye-bye without the lawyers, the paperwork, all that binding contract stuff. And that is how marriage is done, Christy Brinkley style.
I think there'd be still a lot of people willing to give that a shot with her.
Yeah, there
just saying.
Probably would be.
Speaking of, when you do get hitched, We've started seeing this in stories over the past little while about people charging admission to be at their wedding and trying to pay for that. Some do it as a gimmick. Some are not doing it as a gimmick. Well, there is a brand new app to help you not do that as a gimmick and do it for real, too. A new app allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding. And not just to friends and families, but to also strangers.
Oh.
Too. So that's it's a new app. It's called Wedding Ticket App. So they're really good in the creative department. Maybe it's better on the back end.
Serious?
Yeah. So you can choose how much you want to charge and everything like that.
Oh.
So people selling tickets so you'll be at their wedding. Which is totally the wrong way to go about it because you obviously give it away on the radio.
Absolutely.
Or whether that ain't my twitting, totally for free. That's how I'm going to do it.
That sounds delightful.
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Go Rangers.
Mm-hmm. T-shirt cannon and everything.
Obviously, you're a man of the world with a long, long, long time girlfriend. And you just admitted that you will be getting married. But some folks do not have your game. Time Magazine has gotten down to the nitty gritty of the worst opening lines for online dating.
I think that one you just had right there was one of the worst.
Number one.
Why are you on here? Number five, what are you doing right now?
So.
Number four, I don't really date brunettes, but you're hot. Number three is any type of innuendo. You can use your imagination on that.
Nudge, nudge.
You're hot, once again, without the brunettes. That's in second place. And hi, or hey, sup? Top the list.
Sup?
Sup, bruh?
That works if you're a good-looking guy. Trust me. I wouldn't know. And then finally, in Hall & Oates news, Hall & Oates have finally resolved as of yesterday. They are their long-standing, heated rivalry. On the business side, it is now officially resolved. Through private arbitration, Hall & Oates, all their business disputes. According to this, Daryl Hall will get roughly half of the band's total dealings and licensing, and John Oates will rely on his old man's money. He can rely on his old man's money.
On air, online, or on our free 92.1 Hank FM app. I can listen.